我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们越看弥迦书的时候，
The more we read into the book of Micah,
我们越看见我们主的心在我们这些属他人的身上是怎样怎样的细微的做安排。
And we can see how tender and how in detail that our Lord work in among us who are in His will.
就做他的百姓当年所做的一切。
And according to what the people did before,
他们已经看见了被掳的这个事情是不能逃避的。
They saw that the fact of being taken into captive is inevitable.
而并且继续往前看的时候，也好像看不到有指望的。
And even if they looked forward, they could not see any hope.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
当他向他的百姓说话的时候，
When he spoke to his people,
是把他们从黑暗的里边带进光。
He brought them out of darkness into light.
要叫他们看见，在主的心意的里头，他们永远是蒙纪念的。
So that they could see they are forever remembered in the will of the Lord.
啊，正因为这样，
And because of this,
神在他们身上就有一些个安排。
And the Lord has some arrangement upon them.
来调转他们的脚步。
And to turn the footsteps around.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们上一次特别的看到。
Last time we saw this.
当神指出了他们的那些难处的时候。
When the Lord pointed out their difficulties.
神却是把他们带到国度显现的这一个旨意里。
God brought them to the will of the manifestation of the kingdom.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
神让他们一面看见他们眼前的事情。
God let them see on one hand what's happening before them.
同时神也让他们看见以后要发生的事情。
At the same time, God let them see what was to happen later.
我们上次也特别提了。
And last time we mentioned this.
我们注意到他那个现在和以后或者说将来。
And we pay attention to the terms now and also in the future.
我们就看见神在神的百姓的身上的那个带领，不是一时一刻的。
And we could see the guidance upon God's people is not momentarily.
神是有整个的计划要把他们带过去了。
God had an entire plan to bring them through.
但是，当神在他的百姓身上显出他的管理的时候，
But when God showed forth His discipline upon His people,
在人的眼中看来，好像人糟糕了。
In man's eyes, it seems like it's woe to man.
好像人在神面前再没路走了。
It seems like there's no more way out before God.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他把话说到点的时候。
When he continued to speak and spoke to the point,
他就把人带进一个永远有希望的那一个安排里。
He brought men to this eternal hope in this arrangement.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上一次最末了，我们碰到了神把神的儿子要道成肉身的这一个事情启示了。
Last time at the very end, we saw that God has revealed the fact that the flesh will become word.
不错，从人的眼中看来。
And it's true in men's eyes.
神的百姓是乐在难处里。
God's people, they were in difficulties.
他们好像都没有路了。
And it seemed that they did not have a way out.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神是等到有一天。
God was there to wait until one day.
神要做的事情显明出来的时候。
When it is the manifestation of what he wanted to do.
就因为神的儿子就在人的中间出来了。
The Son of God appeared among men.
当神的儿子出来的时候。
When the Son of God appeared.
所有的拯救就在那里带出来了。
The deliverance is brought forth.
我们特别感谢我们的主。
We especially thank our Lord.
我们上次看到的时候，已经看到一件很明显的事情。
And last time we read something very evident.
当神借着弥迦先知在那里说出。
When God through Micah.
有一位要在伯利恒出来。
There's one who would come forth from Bethlehem.
当这一位出来的时候
When this person appeared,
那就怎么样呢
And what would happen?
那以色列就看到有拯救有挽回有前途
Then Israel will see deliverance, restoration, and a future.
我们感谢赞美我们的神
We thank and praise our God.
上次我们没有太多时间看到这部分
And last time we did not have much time to look at this part.
那现在我们接上来就注意了
Now we'll continue.
当这一位从伯利恒显出来的那一位
When this one who would come forth from Bethlehem,
那弟兄姊妹你首先就发觉一件事情
And brothers and sisters, you will see this first.
在弥迦的信息的里头
Within the message of Micah,
他没有像以赛亚说的那么许多
He did not speak as much as Isaiah.
但是他一话就中敌
But then his words is very concise.
那所以弟兄姊妹你特别注意
So Francis pay special attention to this.
当他在那里宣告伯利恒那里将来有一位要出来
And it mentions here, but you Bethlehem, through you,
出来做什么呢
And the person who will come out, what for? Take note.
出来做掌权者
He will be the ruler.
我们看那个第二节的当中你就看到了。
And if you read verse 2, that's within verse 2.
做掌权的。
It's the one who will be ruler.
但是他怎么掌权呢
?And how does he rule?
这个关键很重要。
And this is very important.
他不是只是掌权。
Not only does he rule.
如果只是掌权的话。
If he only rules,
那和世上的政权就没有什么区别。
Then it's not much different from the authorities on earth.
和世上的那些政治领袖也没有什么区别。
And that's not much different from the political leaders on earth.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
他在这里点明一个事实。
Here he pointed out.
那一位要来的，他要掌权。
The one who is to come, he will rule.
但是他为谁掌权呢
？But who is he ruling for?
为我掌权。
It's for me.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话就非常重要。
Then this is very important, brothers and sisters.
那我们看前头弥迦先知所说的话。
And when we read the words that spoken by Micah,
他一直在那里数点神的百姓的愚昧、无知、错误。
He was there to point out all the ignorance, the weakness, the wrongs that are done by the people of God.
也让他们看见这样下去他们是没路了。
And also to let them see if they continue that way, they would have no way out.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的话语一转。
When the words of the Lord turned.
从神那里来了一位。
From God, there is one.
他显明出来的时候就在那里显出权柄。
When he is manifested, he will manifest authority.
但是显出谁的权柄呢
But whose authority does he manifest?
显出神的权柄。
It's God's authority.
弟兄姊妹，我们特别注意。
But sisters, take special note.
神的百姓也好。
What is God's people?
现在的神的儿女们也好。
Or today, the children of God.
如果我们在神的面前走错了路。
If we walk the wrong path before God.
不管外面有多少的不同的现象表现出来。
And it doesn't matter how many different phenomena were manifested.
但是那个原因只有一个。
But that's only one reason.
什么原因呢
？And what is that reason?
离弃了神。
Is that we have forsaken God?
那离弃了神，也就是说
，to forsake God is
拒绝神的权柄。
To reject God's authority.
拒绝神的权柄，就引出了神在他们身上。各种的安排要怕他们回转
And the rejection of God's authority will bring forth all kinds of arrangement for them to return.
所以感谢赞美我们的主
So we praise and thank the Lord.
弥迦先知说到我们主要来的这样的一件事情呢
When the prophet Micah mentioned about our Lord was
乃是把那个最焦点的那件事情点明出来了
That he pointed out the focal point.
他一来
When he comes,
他就把神的权柄显出来。
He will manifest God's authority.
所以主的话很简单就说。
So the Lord's word is very simple.
他就为我做掌权的。
That he will rule for me.
他就是为着我来做掌权的。
That he will come and he will be the ruler.
换一句话来说
，In other words，
他就是要把神的百姓带回神的面前。
That he is to bring God's people back before God's face.
让他们活在神的面光的底下。
So they can live before God's countenance.
也清楚地说的，让他们在神的权柄底下做一些顺服的百姓。
Which is to say that they will be a submissive people under God's authority.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
那这是头一点，我们很清楚要抓牢的。
This is the first point we need to have a good grasp of.
虽然我们在新约里头的人，我们是对我们的主到地上来的事情会多留意一点。
Even though we who are in the new covenant time, that we will pay more attention about the coming of our Lord.
特别是一般基督教里边的习惯到了年底的时候，或者说东正教在现在这个一月份的里头，他们就是把整个的注意力都放在我们的主到地上来。
Especially in Christianity, at the end of the year, or Orthodox, that they would put more emphasis in the beginning of the year about our Lord's coming.
大家所注意的是他到地上来。
But what we need to pay attention to when he comes.
他到地上来干什么？
When he comes to the earth, what will he do?
在人的观念里边，
in our concept,
好像是把路加福音的那一句话抓得蛮紧。
It is as if we have a good grasp of the words in the Gospel of Luke.
那句话一点都没有错。
And there's nothing wrong about that verse.
但是那句话没有把神完全的安排显明出来。
But the verse did not tell of the Lord completely.
路加福音的那句话是什么？
So what are those words in the Gospel of Luke?
是天使对牧羊人说。
Is the angel speaking to the shepherd?
因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。就是基督。
Because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
那所以在人的心思里头所抓牢的是一位救主的问题。
So what's in man's heart is a matter of a Savior, Christ.
感谢主，我们的主来，他的确是人的救主。
We thank the Lord when our Lord comes, He is indeed the Savior of men.
但是他不单是救主。
But He is not only the Savior.
在旧约的时候，神显明神的儿子的事情的事上面呢，给我们接触拯救的这一个部分，没有新约那么明显。
In the Old Testament, God.He does not emphasize on the term deliverance as much as in the New Testament.
但是在旧约里头说到主来的时候，显明他的到地上来的那个目的呢，确实比新约的话说得更清楚。
But it is more clear in the Old Testament when it mentions about the purpose of our Lord's coming.
因为你在旧约里边看，先知们一提到这样的事情，或者甚至就是在那个摩西的那个生命记里边所提到的那一个。
Because in the Old Testament, when the prophets mentioned about this, especially in Deuteronomy mentioned by Moses,
我们都很清楚地看见是说到权柄的问题。
And we can see very clearly it's a matter of authority.
是那个宝座的问题。
It's the matter of the throne.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那所以现在在弥撒书里头也是很清楚的指出，他是掌权者。
So now in the book of Micah, it's very clear to point out he is the ruler.
现在问题就引出来了。
And now that's the question.
他凭什么来掌权？
By what does he rule?
那这几句话非常有意思。
And these words are very interesting.
头一件事情就刚才提到了，神说，他是为我来掌权。
And first thing we just mentioned is God said that he rules for me.
那然后呢？
And then?
他就说到他的来源，或者说他的身位。
And then he talked about the person or the origin.
那他来他为神掌权。
And he comes to rule for God.
那他凭什么 来显明他这个资格呢？
And by what can he manifest his qualification?
是不是只是光只是单单靠着凭着神的差遣呢？
Is it just because he's sent by God?
如果光是凭着神的差遣，那已经是那一个资格已经是很高的了。
If it's just for the fact that he's sent by God, his qualification is very high.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在旧约的时候
，In the Old
Testament, 神说到这一位要来的。
When God talked about this one who was to come,
他不是仅仅只是带着神的差遣来。
He does not only come with the sending of God.
他是带着他自己该有的那一个荣耀、权柄、能力来的。
He also brings forth his own glory, authority, and power.
是弟兄姊妹，你看到先知马上就说出这一位在来到伯利恒出来的那一位，在这里从来没说到他是王。
So you can see the prophet when he mentions about this person who is coming from Bethlehem, he never mentions he is the king.
只是说到他是掌权者。
He only says that he will be the ruler.
如果光是说是掌权者的话，当可以包括王在里头。
And of course, when we mention about rulers, it could include kings.
但是如果用着旧约的话来说呢？
But using the words of the Old Testament,
他像我们礼拜五现在读着的那个尼西米一样，他可以做省长啊。
That is just like what we are reading in Nehemiah. He could be a governor.
做省长也是个掌权的。
A governor is a ruler.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他来显明他的掌，他是掌权的，不是因着他在人眼中所领会的那个地位。
He is a ruler, is not according to what can be understood by men.
你是王也好。
Whether you're a king.
你是省长也好。
Whether you're a governor.
你或者是什么什么的有官职的人也好。
Whether you hold an office in the government.
这都不是这里要说的问题。
And that's not what is mentioning here.
这里要说出来的那个问题是什么？
And what is it?That is to mention here?
如果我们用哥罗西书上的话来讲呢，
if,
那就很清楚。
If you use the words in the book of Colossians,
他是创造者。
He is the creator.
当然在新约的时候，他同时也是救赎者。
And of course, in the New Testament, he's also the savior.
但在旧约里头要说明这个事情，就没有在新约里边有那么足够的条件来说明了。
But that's not enough conditions in the Old Testament compared to the New Testament to explain this.
但是神的话还是那么清楚的把这个事实带出来。
But God's word still is very clear to bring forth this fact.
因为神的话在那里接上去就说到它的来源。
Because when the words continue, it tells us about
its origin. 或者说它的源头。
Or the beginning.
它的身份。
That his position.
它的那个那。那个身位了。
The person.
他怎么说呢？
And what does he say?
他说他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
He says, whose origin are from of old, from ancient times.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你用时间观念来看这句话。
Mr. says, if you look at it from the time point of view.
他是在时间以前的。
He's before time.
就是说还没有时间的时候。他就存在了。
That is to say, before time, he already existed.
但是如果你细细的注意这个话里边所包括的呢？
But if you pay detailed attention to what it mentioned here,
显然你就看到一个事实。
Very clearly, you can see this fact.
创造的整件事情也包括在里头。
Creation is also included here.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那所以当弥撒先知当年把神心里头的那个意念来向他的百姓发表的时候，
So when the prophet Micah revealed God's heart to the people,
虽然他说的话语不多，
even though his words are not very many.
但是他点出的每一点都是非常非常的明确的。
But every point that he pointed out is very clear.
好，我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那当神的仆人弥迦把这一位要来的王的那一个实际点名出来的时候，
When Prophet Micah pointed out the reality of this king who is to come,
那弟兄姊妹你就看到一个结果出来了。
Then brothers and sisters, you see a result.
当这一位显明出来的时候，
When this person is manifested,
耶和华就把以色列的敌人，
Then the Lord will give the enemies of Israel.
把以色列的敌人做什么呢？
What about the enemies of Israel?
神就要开始来结束他了。
And God will begin to end them.
那虽然在这个事情之前，
Even though before this happens,
以色列是好像给神暂时的放弃了。
That Israel, it seems like it was temporarily abandoned by God.
但是等到这一位他到地上来的时候，
But and when this one comes to the world,
以色列在神的面前就从绝望里边有希望。
Israel will turn from despair to hope.
那当然我们回到新约里头来看这个事情的时候，我们会觉得有点困难。
But of course, if we go back to the New Covenant time to look at this, it might be difficult.
因为我们主来的时候，以色列还是莫名其妙。
Because when our Lord comes, Israel is still not knowing what to do.
北边的十个支派的已经是无踪无影了。
And the 10 tribes on the north, there's no trace.
就算是犹大来到这一个时候，就是弥迦先知说话的时候，他们正在走下坡。
Even Judah, at the time when Prophet Micah was speaking, they were going downhill.
那还有什么话说的？
So what else can we say?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
但我们真实的认识新约的话，
When we truly understand the New Testament,
我们就很清楚。
Then we are clear.
当我们主到地上来的时候，
When our Lord comes,
对以色列的百姓，虽然没有显明历史的那个拯救，
For the Israelites, even though the deliverance, the historical deliverance is not manifested,
或者是挽回,
or the restoration,
但是以色列的前途就在我们的主到地上来的时候就有了一个确定的宣告。
But there is a very firm proclamation regarding the future of Israel, the Israelites when our Lord comes.
显明在什么地方呢？
So where does it manifest?
显明在施浸约翰所传的道，
is the words of the Baptist John the Baptist.
再加上我们的主自己在那里的印证，
and also the confirmation of our Lord himself.
那弟兄姊妹，你一定不会忘记。
And brothers, you will not forget.
当年施浸约翰所传的道是什么道？
What is the proclamation of John the Baptist?
主后来给他印证的那个是什么呢？
And what did the Lord confirm with him?
就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Which is the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
那弟兄姊妹，你就很清楚看到一件事情。
And brothers, you can see this very clearly.
主一到地上来的时候，
When the Lord comes to the world,
神的百姓虽然在当时的眼见来说仍然是没有一点点的好转，
Even though the people of the Lord, it seems like they did not have any trace of turning back.
但是我们都能从主的话宣告的话的里头看到了曙光，
But we can see a little bit of light in the words of the Lord.
以色列人当时会不会看到有曙光，我不敢说，多半还是没有。
And I dare not to say whether the Israelites saw the light at that time.
但是我们现在读新约圣经的人却是读出来的。
But then today, when we read the New Testament, we could read this.
主到地上来的时候，神的百姓就那个前途就已经有一个确定的方向的转移。
When the Lord comes to the world, his people, the future or the footstep has a very evident a change.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那所以当先知在那里提到这一位主要来的时候。
So when the prophet mentioned about this one who is to come,
他一来的时候呢,
when he comes,
他就会叫以色列的所遭遇的一切有了一个转机。
That he will change what Israel was encountering.
因此弟兄姊妹你就注意了底下的那个话了。
So brothers, take note of the words that follow.
因为底下的话就是把这一个以色列叫在敌人手里头。但是呢又从敌人手里头转回过来得平安。
Because these words tell of Israel will be given to the enemies, but then they will also be delivered.
因为神把以色列人要交给以色列的敌人是有一个时间的限制在哪里的。
There is a time frame, a time limit of how long God would give the Israelites up to the enemies.
上次我们也轻微地提了一下。
And last time we touched upon this lightly.
那么神把他的百姓交出去，交到什么时候为止呢？
So what, when God gave Israel up to the enemies, which is until when?
什么时候要叫的百姓重新在他的面前享用平安呢？
And when would his people once again enjoy rest before him?
如果我们没有从新约的里边看到主的安排，我们真的不知道主在这里说这个话是什么意思。
If we do not see the arrangement in the New Testament, then we truly do not understand the meaning of these words.
这里就这样提。
And here it says,
神把以色列交给他的敌人。
Therefore Israel will be abandoned.
一直等到那生产的妇人生上儿子来。
Until the time she who is in labor gives birth.
那弟兄姊妹们你就注意这一个了。
But sisters, take note of this.
我们上次也特别提了。
And last time we made special mention about this.
关于这里所提到的事情。
And related to the things that are mentioned here.
在弟兄们中间有完全不同的一个见解在这里。
There are different interpretations among the brothers.
但是我特别提到这一点。
But I made special mention about this point.
不管我们弟兄们当中在这一点上有不完全相同的理解。
It does not matter whether, or it does not matter that the fact that among the brothers there's not a complete agreement in the interpretation of these words.
但是这里所提到的那件事情绝对没有影响神在这里给以色列的百姓所看见的那一个回转的恩典。
But this that is mentioned here would not affect how God wants the Israelites to see that's a grace for the restoration.
我们上次特别提了。
And last time we made special mention about this.
那这个妇人是谁呢？
And who is this woman?
一些弟兄以为说
Some brothers think
她是以色列。
She is Israel.
生下的孩子是谁呢？
And who is this, this son that was born?
那就是上边所提到的那一位。
Which is the same as the one that was mentioned earlier.
就是神的儿子了。
Who is the son of God.
但另外的一些弟兄们他们的 领会呢就是另外一件事。
And then there are other brothers who have a different understanding.
他们说这一个妇人是教会。
And they said that this woman is the church.
当教会当中产生了得胜者出来的时候。
When the church gives birth to the overcomers,
那就是那个时间的。
And that would be the time.
不管弟兄们的解说是怎么样，都是启示录十二章上头所提到的那个事情。
So no matter which interpretation is, all, it all goes back to Revelation chapter 12.
如果我们到了启示录十二章那边去看呢，你就看到，不管你怎么来领会这一个妇人生了孩子。当那个孩子生下来的时候，以色列的前途就有了转机了。
So when you read chapter 12 in Revelation, after the woman gives birth to the child, there is the turning point of Israel.
虽然以色列当，如果按照启示录上面来说，到了那一个时候， 以色列还没有脱离那个大灾难。
According to the book of Revelation, at that time, Israel has not departed from the tribulation.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们从启示录第九章里头 你看到一件 很清楚的事情。
In Revelation,the book of Revelation chapter 9, we can see something very clearly.
那第九章是跟着第七章来的。
And chapter 9 is according to chapter 7.
第七章就是以色列的百姓都在神的面前受有不那一部分那以色列的那个百姓都在从神那里受了印记。
So chapter 7 mentions about the Israelites, they received a seal from God.
到了第九章了，那个难处加深的时候。
And when it comes to chapter 9, the difficulties increase.
所有的地上的那个事物都受到那个攻击的时候。
And all the things on earth were attacked.
你就看到一件事情。
Then you see one thing.
那是盖上印的神的百姓没有受损害。
That those who have the seal from God, they were not harmed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们留意到这个，不管我们对这个妇人生孩子这个事情是采取哪一种解说。
So no matter which interpretation that we take about the woman and the birth of the child,
没有影响到神在这里指出以色列人在神面前有那个转机来了。
It does not affect the fact that God is pointing out the Israelites, they will have a turning point.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们上次也特别提了一点。
And last time we mentioned about this also.
当了到了那一个时候。
At that time,
以色列失散的人也都归回了。
All those who are lost or scattered among the Israelites, they will return.
所以我们就不再提说那个事情了。
So we won't go into this again.
那么，然后就再提到这一位掌权者。
And then it mentions about this ruler.
如果从他的根源来说。他就是万有的起头。
If we go back to his origin, he is the beginning of all.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在这里又提到他在掌权的事情上边的一个特点。
Here it mentions about a characteristics of his reigning.
尤其是我们到了新约的时候，看见我们的主在地上的年日所经过的。
Especially in the New Testament that we see the days that our Lord spent on earth.
我们才看见当年先知说的话不是在那里轻描淡写的来点点。
That we could see the words of the prophets, they are not light and he's not just pointing them out, pointing the facts out lightly.
因为你单从字句上面来看呢、啊那好像轻描淡写。
Because if you only look at the letters of the word, it seems like it's very light.
但是我们真看到这个话里边的那个含义。
But if we read into the meaning of the words,
特别是在新约的约翰福音里边，我们的主自己的印证。
Especially in the New Testament, the Gospel of John, the confirmation of the Lord.
我们才看到这句话的那个重要。
That we could understand the importance of these words.
这个掌权者
This ruler,
他怎么来显明他的权柄呢？
How does he manifest his authority?
那弟兄姊妹注意了，刚才我们特别说到他的根源。
Francis, take note that we made special mention about his origin.
再加上神对他的差遣。
And also the commission of God.
你说他要显出权柄。
He said that
他是绰绰有余了。
He is there to manifest his authority. He could do. He's more than enough to do this. But we thank our God.
这里头再说一句话，就把我们的主的宝贝、美丽、可爱、尊贵、崇高，全都点出来。
And some other words are added so that it will point out the beauty and the honor, the glory of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你注意的是什么呢？
And brothers, take note what these words are.
现在他出来掌权了。
Now he is here to reign.
那但是他这里就说他说出 他掌权的那个权柄的来历。
Now it talks about the origin or the source of his authority.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他必起来依靠耶和华的大能，并耶和华他神的名的威严，牧养他的羊群。
He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹看到了，很清楚你就看到了。
But sisters, you can see this very clearly.
是，他是创造者。
Yes, he is the creator.
如果站在新约的时间来看的话，他还是救赎者。
In the New Testament time, he's also the Savior.
整个他到地上来的事情是父神自己在那里的定义。
And all the things regarding him when it comes to the earth is the will of God.
光是这几样，他在地上显出权柄，已经是非常非常够条件的。
And even just with all these few things, he has more than enough authority to rule.
但是宝贝的是，他没有根据这些来施行权柄。
But what precious is that he is not through these things that just mentioned to rule.
他乃是根据差遣他的父神来做他权柄表达的那一个依据。
He is through the Father who sent him to be the basis of his authority.
特别弟兄姊妹，我们读约翰福音的时候，你非常清楚的能体会的那一个。
And when verses is when we read the Gospel of John, we can very clearly understand this.
我们的主亲自在那里宣告的。
That our Lord proclaimed it himself.
我如果没有看见父在那里要做什么，我什么都不能做。
That I cannot do anything unless I see my Father who is at work.
我不是听见父在上面说什么，我就什么话都没。
And I would not say anything if I do not hear my Father on heaven, in heaven speak.
很显明的在那里说出他的所说和所做，完全是根据父的定义和安排。
So very clearly we can see what he speaks and what he does is completely according to the Father's will and his arrangement.
我们若是掌握了这样的一个事实的时候，你再看这一句话，你看这一句话的重量就很不一样了。
And if we grab hold of this fact, then it will be different how we look at these words.
你就不会觉得说他靠着那个靠着耶靠着那个耶和华的大能来管理这一切。
And you will not just read the words that says it's by the strength of the Lord that he does all these things.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
如果他是一个普通人，
If he's just an ordinary man,
他靠着耶和华的大能来做事情，这个是他是绝对绝对毫无疑问的是准确的。
And by, if he rules or if he does things by the strength of the Lord, there's nothing wrong about it.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他一摆出来的时候，
When he brings forth the facts,
他是万有以前就有的。
He is before all creation.
他的根源在时间以前就已经出来的。
His origin appears before time.
像这样的一位神的儿子，
So this son of God,
他能伏在神的权柄的底下到这样完整的一个地步，
That he can submit so completely under the authority of God.
你说这样这一个神儿子的生命的性质是不是最宝贵？
When we say the nature of the life of the Son of God, isn't it the most precious?
都显出的那个属灵的品格是不是最崇高？
Isn't his spiritual character the highest?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那是弥迦先知说到我们的主来的话不多，就是这么几句话。
So the prophet Micah did not spend or did not speak of too many words about the coming of our Lord.
但是这几句话就非常非常的重要。
But these words are very, very important.
我们上次特别提到了。
And last time we made special mention about this.
犹大的文士，他们很懂得这件事情。
The scribes of Judah, they are very clear about this.
但是只是表面上、文字上、字句上的明白。
But they could only understand the letters of the word.
但是他们一点都不知道弥迦先知说这些话的那个含义。
But they did not understand the meaning of Micah at all.
所以当希律王一问的时候，他们回答的真爽快。
So when King Herod asked the question, they gave an answer very quickly.
希律王一问他们说，犹大的王当生在何处啊？
When King Herod said, where is the king of Judah? Where will he be born?
他们回答的真的 爽快得很。
And they answer very quickly.
在伯利恒。
In Bethlehem.
有什么根据？
But what is the basis?
弥迦先知书上是明明是这样说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，以法以法他地的伯利恒啊，你在诸城犹大诸城中是最小的，但是有个君王要从你那里出来。
Because it's recorded in the book of Micah, it says Bethlehem, Ephrathah, that you, even though you're among the small among the clans of Judah, there will be a ruler coming out from you.
事情是知道。
They know the fact.
但是却没有实际。
But there's no reality.
他们没有接受这个王。
They have not accepted that king.
他们相反的是站在这个王的对头那方面。
On the contrary, they stand against this king.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
当弥迦先知在这里说到这一位要来的王的时候。
When the prophet Micah mentions about this king who is to come.
短短的几句话就把非常重要的事情在那里说明了。
Only a few verses, but it tells of something very important, very clearly.
他是凭着耶和华的大能，也凭着耶和华的名的威严来牧养他的羊。
That he will shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.
让他们能安然地居住。
So they will live securely.
叫他们日渐尊大，直到地极。
For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
But sisters, then you see.
不单是说到这一位主来的时候，国度的那个实际的光景。
It not only talks about when the Lord comes, the reality of the kingdom.
并且也说到这个国度的那个范围，不是只是限于巴勒斯坦。
And it also talks about the boundary of the kingdom. It does not just limit to Palestine.
而是包括全地。
But it includes the whole earth.
所以我们说到这里是从当时的事情一直说到国度。
So this matter that's mentioned here, it talks about at that time until the time of the kingdom.
顶宝贝的就是这一段话的意思结束在一句话里。
And the most precious is all these words ends in this verse.
那一句什么话呢？
And so what is this verse?
这位必作我们的平安。
And he will be their peace.
弟兄姊妹，感谢我们的神。
Brothers, thank our God.
这个话好大。
And these words are very great.
救恩是包括在里头。
Salvation is included.
但是这里说话的重点不是在救恩。
But the main point of these words
is 在乎以色列在神面前给带进国度的那一个光景。
But it's about the condition when Israel is brought into the kingdom.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当这一位掌权者一显出来的时候，
When this ruler is manifested,
神的百姓就享用平安了。
God's people will enjoy peace.
神的百姓就要给带进平安了。
And God's people will be brought into peace.
神的百姓把这一个平安接过来的时候，这个平安也就扩展到全地了。
And when the God's people receive this peace will go into the whole world.
这个就是国度了。
And this is the kingdom.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
从第二节一直到这里，
From verse 2 until here.
是特别说到这一位将来要出来的那一位掌权者。
It especially talks about this one who is to be the ruler.
在新约里边，就是这因着这一位要来到而显出来。
And in the New Testament, which is this is the one who is to come and will be manifested.
当神用这先知说了这大段的话的时候
，When God used the prophet to speak all these words,
那神的那个目的乃是要叫当时落在困苦里头的神的百姓能看到。神没有弃绝他们。
And God's purpose was to let his people who were in trials to see that God has not abandoned them.
虽然神没有马上改变他们的那个光景。
Even though God did not change the conditions immediately.
当然不是神改变不改变他们的那个当时的光景。
And of course, it's not a matter of whether God would change the conditions.
而是他们的心没有回转到神面前来的时候，神不会回。改变那个光景。
But it is because if their hearts are not turned around toward God, God would not change the condition.
但是等到这一位来到带进新约的那个救恩的时候，慢慢慢慢的就让这些以色列民领会了。
But it is when this one who is to come to bring forth salvation in the New Testament.His people will understand gradually that they would turn around and they would receive him. Then God would restore them completely. These words are not mentioned in the book of Micah. But in the book of Micah, that was this term.
这一个词呢，如果在以前，也许弟兄姊妹们不一定会那么有感觉。
And this term, brothers and sisters may not have a strong feeling about this before.
但是经过这次冬令会回来，弟兄姊妹们的感觉应该会强烈一点。
But after the winter conference, brothers and sisters might have a stronger feeling.
那个词是什么呢
？So what is this term?
余剩的民。
The remnant,
就是那个余剩的民
which is the remnant.
那弟兄姊妹们，所以我们留意到了，一说到我们的主到地上来成为众人的平安的时候
when it mentions about our Lord coming to the earth to become the peace of all men,
主当时借着弥迦说的话，又回到现在了
and the words that were spoken through Micah, now they come back to the present.
不过接下来的话呢，还不是最现在的现在。
But it's not the immediate present time.
但是也很接近他们当时的事情。
But it's very close to what happened then.
我们慢慢看下去，我们就了解。
If we continue to read on, then we understand.
因为当弟兄姊妹你一往下读，一读到那个余剩的民的时候。
Because Francis, when you continue to read on and you read the term,
你就晓得这里面就经过很多的事情了。
Then you know a lot of things happened in the process.
先回到彭弟兄给我们特别提到的那个点。
And let's go back to what the point that Brother Peng mentioned.
一提到那个余剩的民的时候，那就说这一批人是经过许多的难处而存留下来的。
And when we mention about remnant, this is a group of people who have gone through lots of difficulties, and these are the people who are left.
那也就是说出这一批人现在站在哪里的时候，就说出他们所经过的那些个历史是非常不容易。
Which is to say, when a remnant, when they're standing there, but what they have gone through is something very difficult.
但是感谢神保守他们叫他们走过了
But thank God that he has kept them so they could go through these things.
那所以现在从第五节当中的时候开始
So we'll start in the middle of verse 5.
那就是根据这一位来的人成为他们的平安这个事实显出来的时候
And so is this one who will become the peace when he's manifested.
那他们的遭遇是怎么
And the things that they would encounter.
那如果回到当时，
if we go back to that time，
那我个人以为这个是正是这亚哈斯做王的时候的事情了。
And for me, I think this is what happened during the reign of Ahaz。
从那个时候开始，亚述就成了犹大的一个好大的难处。
From that time on, Assyria has become a great difficulty to Judah。
一直到这西西家做王的时候，那这个事情就越闹越大了。
Until the reign of Hezekiah, the matter became worse and worse。
但是感谢神。
But thank God。
当主在那里显明说他要成为他们的平安的时候。
When the Lord manifested that he is to be the peace。
弟兄姊妹你注意。
When sisters take note。
如果按照这个这位必做我们的平安的这个事实来说。
If it's according to the fact that he will be our peace。
好像在我们的观念上来说，那要等到他这一位真正的坐在掌权者的那个位置上的时候，这些事情才会发生。
And in our concept, it will only happen when this person is actually sitting in the position of the ruler.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
是这一位掌权者的发表出来以后，这一个平安在他们中间就已经开始给人去享用。
It is when the ruler, when he is manifested, then that he will begin to become their peace, and they can enjoy the peace.
当然，到了最后，要完全的享用，一定要等到这个事情的最末了。
But of course, the complete enjoyment can only happen when at the end.
但是呢？当神宣告了他就是他们的平安的时候，这个平安就已经在他们中间成为他们的享用。
But when God proclaims that He is their peace, they are there to begin to enjoy the peace.
所以才接出来以撒所说的那一段话。
So that it will lead to those words that follow.
那以撒的那一段话呢？刚才我就提了。就是从亚哈斯做王一直到西西家做王的这段时间的里头，不住在那里发生的。
And these words that are to follow happened continuously between the reign of Ahaz and the reign of Hezekiah.
但是不停止在那一个时候。
But it did not stop then.
因为这一种光景要继续延长，一直延长到将来的国度显明的时候。
Because these conditions will continue and continue until the manifestation of the kingdom.
那我要说清楚一点，弟兄姊妹容易掌握。
I'll put it more clearly so brothers can understand.
就是说，从第四节以后的这大段的话。
It's the words that begins from verse 4.
那是一个双重应验的一个预言在那里。
This is the manifestation of the fulfillment of the double fulfillment of the prophecy.
严格说起来还不只是双重双重的应验呢，是多重的应验。
Strictly speaking, it's not only a double fulfillment, but a multiple fulfillment.
应验什么？
What is the fulfillment?
应验这一位神的儿子是他们的平安。
The fulfillment is that the Son of God will be the peace.
因为底下的事情是从当年犹大所遭遇的事情说起，一直说到将来国度的建立。
Because what follows are the matters that happened during what the Judah would encounter until the manifestation of the kingdom.
那所以在那里首先说出来的呢，就是从亚述的入侵来说起。
So it begins with Assyrian invasion.
所以说当亚述人进入我们的地遣他王宫殿的时候。
So it says when the Assyrian invades our land and marches through our fortresses.
我们先说清楚这件事情。
Let's explain this.
那这一段话说亚述人来到什么地方呢？直接来对付到宫殿所在的地方。
So here it mentions about the Assyrians Where are they coming to? They are coming to the palaces or the fortresses.
那我们读列王记的时候，我们很清楚的能掌握着这个。
And when we read the book of Kings, we can understand this.
亚哈斯的时候发生过这个事情。
It has happened during the time of Ahaz.
但是亚哈斯的时候呢，亚述人大概还客气一点。
But during the time of Ahaz, the Assyrians they were more cordial.
随便说说吧，掳掠了一会就走了。
So they just came for a short time and they left.
但接下去我们再看到的呢，就是西家的那个时候了。
But then when we continue to read on, it's the time of Hezekiah.
那当西西家的这个时候，耶路撒冷给围回困起来了。
And during his time, Jerusalem was under siege.
围困起来的时候，那亚述人的军兵才在那里。夸耀的不得了。
So the armies of the Assyrians, they were very boastful.
那个将军还在那里说啊。
And the generals,
我给你们四千匹马。
They say that I'll give you 4,000 horses.
看看你们这些犹大人，能不能有四千个人骑得上这些马。
And I'll see if you have enough people of Judah who could ride these horses.
明明就欺负他们弱小了。
So they're picking on them being very weak.
这明明就在那里指着你们是弱小的这样的一个光景，你们怎么来对付我们这个大军的围攻？
Clearly they're saying that you are so weak to a point. How can you stand against our great army?
是弟兄姊妹，当弥迦先知说这些话的时候呢，犹大还没有遭遇这些事情，但是在过不久他们就面对了。
At the time when Prophet Micah spoke of these words, Judah has not encountered these things, but not too long afterwards they encounter these things.
那犹大怎么去应付这种光景呢？
So how does Judah deal with the condition?
在亚哈斯的时间根本就没有办法去应付，只好任凭亚述人的掳掠了。
And during the time of Ahaz, they have no way to deal with this, so they can just let the Assyrians do the plundering.
但是到了西西家的时候，情况就不一样了。
But when it came to the time of Hezekiah, the conditions changed.
到了西西家的时候
，At the time of Hezekiah,
他做他们的平安的这个事情就显出来了。
The fact that he will be their peace has manifested.
弟兄姊妹都记得那一段时间的历史。
And brothers and sisters, you remember the history at that time.
我们在这里看到弥迦在那个时候就预先说了。
And now we see that Micah spoke ahead of time.
但是有些事情叫我们觉得有点困扰的。
But some of the matters puzzled us.
到现在我也自己没把握的。
And even for me, I'm not very sure.
我也找不到别的弟兄们在这一方面有什么明显的一个交通。
And I could not find other brothers who have some fellowship on this matter.
亚述人来进攻了。
When the Assyrians came to attack.
围困了那个耶路撒冷。
And they besieged Jerusalem.
他们怎么应付呢？
How do they deal with them?
如果按照当时犹大人的光景来说，是一点办法都没有。
If it's according to the conditions of the people of Judah, they could not have any way.
但是这里就说了一件事情，很叫人寻味的。
But here it mentions about something that puzzles.
我承认我不懂。
And I acknowledge that I do not understand.
我寻找好久好久。
And I looked into it for a long time.
也思想好久好久。
And I thought about it for a long time.
到现在我也不敢说有一个很有把握的那个了解。
And until now, I cannot say that I have a very sure understanding.
但是肯定一件事情。
But for a fact, for this,
那么庞大的那个亚述的军，围绕着耶路撒冷的军兵。
The great army of Assyrian that they besieged Jerusalem.
他们在那一次是整个的垮掉了。
And at that time they were completely defeated.
垮到一个地步。
To a point.
亚述王回到他们自己的地方的时候，结果还给自己的儿子杀掉了。
The Assyrian king, when he returned to his own place, he was killed by his own son.
那是围困耶路撒冷的那些亚述的军兵 死伤伤, 遍地都是。
And the soldiers that once besieged Jerusalem, they either died or they were heavily wounded.
弟兄姊妹, 读过列王记的时候, 你在这一点上应该还有点印象。
And brothers, if you have read the book of Kings, that you should have some impression.
但是你留意到, 亚述的大军是怎么溃败的呢?
But if you pay attention to how the army of Assyria and how they fall apart,
我们没办法能了解。
That we could not understand this.
弥迦书这里也说出一些事情, 也是我们不太容易很具体的掌握住。
And that something that's mentioned in the book of Micah is something that we could not have a good grasp on.
你留意弥迦书在这里怎么说?
And pay attention to what it said in the book of Micah.
他说亚述人进到我们的地潜达王宫的时候,
When the Assyrian invades our land, marches through our fortresses,
我们就立起七个牧者八个首领攻击他。
We will raise against him seven shepherds, even eight leaders of men.
七个牧者八个首领。
Seven shepherds and eight leaders.
什么人?
Who are they?
有什么历史的记载? 来说出这个这一点。
Is there any historical records that tells us about this?
你找不到。
And you could not find it.
那你说这是什么事情?
Then you ask, what is this about?
七个八个。
The seven and the eight.
然后他们合起来呢，就把亚述那整个弄垮了。
And then when they come together, they defeated the Assyrians.
那如果是亚述弄垮了，那他们犹大来说，他们就享用平安。
So when the Assyrians, when they are defeated, then Judah can enjoy peace.
这点毫无疑问。
And that's no question about it.
但是问题是谁是七个，谁是八个？
But the question is, who are these seven and who are these eight?
这个我们就。 觉得有点为难,
then we are puzzled on this.
我想了好些年呢, 到现在还没有领会的, 很有把握。
And I have thought about it for many years, and until today, I am not very sure about
it. 因为在别的地方都没有这样的印证。
Because there are no other confirmation.
但是历史的事实就是这样显出来。
But this is how the historical fact manifested.
那究竟这七个是什么? 这八个是什么呢?
So who are these seven and eight?
那到现在我有一个倾向, 但是我不敢说它一定对。
I have an inclination, but I dare not to say it is absolutely correct.
因为在历史上我找不到那个七个和八个究竟是指着什么。
Because in history, I cannot find what these seven and eight are about.
自然在具体的事情上面找不到那个根据。
And if we can't find the basis for this,
那我们就只好要从灵异上面去领会这个事情了。
Then we have to spiritualize this, to understand it and spiritualize it.
然后再加上历史上的一些记录来比较一下。
And also to compare with some historical recordings.
我们会觉得有这个可能。
Then we think that that might be a possibility.
那如果我们真的是从属灵的含义上面来说的时候,
If we look at the spiritual meaning,
这七个牧人和八个首领是指着什么呢?
And what are these seven shepherds and eight leaders about?
乃是指着 那一个平安显出来的时候的那一个基础。
It talks about the basis of the manifestation of the peace.
那弟兄姊妹们都知道，说到七的时候， 就说到神工作的完全。
Francis, we know that when it mentions about seven, that is the completion of God's work.
那弟兄姊妹，你这个你只好听着就好，你不要把事先当真。 你可以考虑，但是不能当真。
And verses, you can take this into consideration, but do not take it as it is.
那七个牧人。
The seven shepherds.
那是说到能把神的旨意完全带出来的那些带领的人。
It talks about the leaders who can bring forth the complete. Completion of the complete will of God.
是不是只有七个呢? 这个不知道。不过反正，因为既然我们是看到神的那个完全工作的表达， 我们就不给那个实际的数字的限制。
That we are not sure if it's meant, if it's actually a number of seven, but we know that we're talking about the completion of God's work, so we're not limited by the number.
如果我们回到列王记来看，那是西西家对付亚述的日清的那件事情呢，你看到一件事。
And if we go back to the book of Kings and how King Hezekiah dealt with the invasion of Assyria.
那时在犹大的里头做王的西西家，他是毫无保留的把犹大带到神的面前，求神用着他自己的权柄能力来拯救犹大。
And Hezekiah, as the king of Judah, he brought Judah completely without reservation before God to ask God to give the guidance and to lead them.
弟兄姊妹，你记得西西家一听到那个亚述的那些攻击的话的时候，他就连就撕裂了衣服，就马上到圣殿里边去祷告。弟兄姊妹应当记得这段历史。
And brothers and sisters, you should remember the history about Hezekiah. Once he heard the words of the Assyrians, he went to the temple and he torn off his clothes to pray to God.
但是与西西家同心的呢，还有一批的首领。
And there are also some leaders who had the same heart as Hezekiah.
那因此，弟兄姊妹，你看到在那个时候的犹大，跟亚哈斯的时候的光景就完全不一样。
So, brothers, you can see Judah at that time is a completely different condition as the time during Ahaz's reign.
你看到那个时候的那些在上面做管理、做带领的，他们转回来归向神。
And you see that the rulers or the leaders at that time, they returned and repent back to God.
所以神就能用着他们来表达神的工作。
So God could use them to manifest His work.
所以就七个。七个牧人呢、啊、
So therefore seven shepherds.
但是那八个首领又怎么说呢？
So but then what about the eight leaders?
如果我们读英文圣经的话呢，你会发觉。
And if you read the English translation, you will discover this.
这个首领很有意思的。
It's very meaningful about the leaders.
他是用这样的一个词。
This is the term is used.
用中文来翻译的确是很难翻。
And it's hard to translate in the Chinese.
As a princes of men.
There's a translation that says eight princes of men.
那第二次问，那你如果把它翻成中文，你不晓得怎么翻。他这里说七个首领，这些恐怕还不是首领的问题。
And when it says they are leaders, they may even be bigger than leaders.
他是八个。
It's eight of them.
他也不是七个。
And it's not seven of them.
他是八个。
Eight of them.
那这八个你在圣经里头真的是找不到有任何的迹象是可以配得上来的。
Then we cannot find it in anywhere else in the Bible that can explain the eight.
但是你怎么领会这样的一件事情呢？
But how could you understand this?
弟兄姊妹们。
Sisters,
我们读但以理书的时候，我们读到有一些事实。
When we read the book of Daniel, we can find out something.
说到在人地上的人的国中，在属灵的那个，不知道说是它是疆界啊，还是那个范围，反正在那个属灵的那个范围上边吧，都有一些。属灵的管理在哪里？
And in the book of Daniel, it talks about the spiritual boundaries of men, and it talks about some spiritual government.
哪里就说到这些在属灵的领域上面管理着每一个地上的王国的人呢？他在那里就叫他们做 prince.
And the leaders or the ones who are governingThe world or the nations on earth, they are called prince.
我看这个可以拿作为一点参考。
And I think we can use this as a reference.
那就是在人的国当中来显明那个属灵的管理的。
which is to say, among men's nations, those who manifest spiritual government.
不是说到人。
We're not talking about men.
那里完全是说灵界的事情。
We're talking about the things of the spiritual realm.
那如果这样的一个想象是当时的情形的话呢？
And if this is truly the condition at that time.
那么我们看那一次西西家王退了那个亚述的军兵的事情呢，就有点接近了。
Then it will give us a closer understanding of what happened when King Hezekiah defeated the army of Assyria.
弟兄姊妹记得，一个晚上，早晨起来。
Brothers remembers after one night when they wake up in the morning.
亚述的军兵死伤都已经差不多了。
And the army of Assyrian, most of them are dead or are wounded.
谁叫他们受到死伤呢？
And who caused them to die or to be wounded?
列王记、历代记都没有记载。
It's not recorded either in the book of Kings or Chronicles.
以赛亚书也没有记载。
Even in the book of Isaiah, it's not recorded.
就是只是轻描淡写的写。
But they only mention this incident lightly.
神的使者。在亚述人的营中，就是这样把他们弄完了。
It talked about the angels of God in the camps of Assyrians that they took care of the matter.
那这些神的使者，是不是就是这里所说到的那个 prince 呢？
And whether these angels of God, if they are the same as the princes here?
不敢说他一定是。
I cannot say for sure that they are.
但是是可以做来参考。
But we can use this as a reference.
也许是，也许不是。
Maybe it is, maybe it's not.
但是无论如何，和下文里边所提的这个事情，原则上是相同。
But no matter what, it's the same principle, of the things that is to mention.
这里就说到那七个首领和八个那个牧人呢。都是他们就用刀剑来把亚述整个的弄垮了，不但是在本地弄垮，甚至弄到回去到他们的本地也给把他们弄垮了。
It talks about the seven shepherds and eight leaders defeated Assyria not only in the land at that time, but also when they go back to their own country.
我们感谢神，弟兄姊妹，你看到亚述和尼禄的。那一个门口关口，尼禄就是回到巴比伦这个地区了嘛。
We thank God when we look at Assyria and Nimrod, we know that Nimrod is when they went back to when they go back to Babylon.
提到这个事情的时候，就回到那一位掌权者是我们的平安的事情了。
And then this brings us back to this ruler who will be the peace.
他说让亚述人进入我们的地遣他的时候，他这个他是谁，就是那一位掌权者，必拯救我们。
And it mentions when Assyrian, when they invade our land, he who is the ruler will deliver us.
到这里你又看到问题来了。
And when it comes to here, there will be another question.
一提到这里的时候，你就没有办法停止在西西家那一件事了。
And when it comes to here, you cannot stop at what happened during Hezekiah's time.
因为这一位主做他们的平安的那个事情呢，没有不并没有停在哪里。
Because the fact that the Lord will be their peace would not stop here.
而并且是继续的发展。
But it will continue to develop.
那发展出一个什么事情呢？
And then what will it bring forth?
弟兄姊妹注意了，那这些事情都和国度直接发生关系了。
And these have a direct relationship with the kingdom.
七节那里就说。
Verse 7 it says,
雅各余剩的人必在多国的民中如从耶和华那里降下来的露水。又如甘霖降在草上，不障碍人力，也不等候世人之功。
And we just read verse 7.
弟兄姊妹 你怎么去领会这句话
Versus how do we understand this verse?
如果你停留在西西家 那段历史
If you stop at the history of Hezekiah
西西家那段历史没有发生这个结果
The history of Hezekiah does not bring forth this result
所以这个历史是从西西家那个时候继续的往前发展的
So this historycontinues to develop from the time of Hezekiah.
一直发展到国度在地上真的显出来。
It continues to develop until the kingdom is manifested on earth.
并且在国我们也特别提过了，当国度显明出来的时候，那当中是要经上头我们也特别提过了，也他们怎么会变成余圣之民呢？那这个事情就跟哈米基多顿的那一个战役。有关系的。
And we mentioned earlier, before the kingdom is manifested on earth, they have to go through all those matters as mentioned earlier in those early verses, and it has to do with the battle of Armageddon.
经过了那些事情
after they go through all those things,
就带出现在的问题来了。
And it brings forth this question.
因为经过了哈米基多顿以后
because after Armageddon,
跟着那主的那一个在地上的审判就执行了。
And the judgment of the Lord will happen on earth.
那个就是国度的审判就执行了。
Which is the execution of the judgment of the
kingdom. 或者说也再多说一点，就回到撒迦利亚书上头所提到的，耶路撒冷在哈米吉多尊战役以后，那个结束乃是耶路撒冷。再被围困
And it's mentioned in the book of Hezekiah, the end of the battle is the once again besiegement of Jerusalem.
那个时候以色列没有办法了
And at that time,
Israel had no
way
out. 剩下来的那些人，他们转过来寻求神
The remnant, they turned back to seek after God.
那主就带同教会在天上降下来，就结束了那整个的那一个混乱。
And the Lord brings the church descend from heaven, and all those will end.
从那一个时候开始
And from that time on,
弟兄姊妹，你记得撒迦利亚书上很清楚就说到了。
My sisters, remember in the book of Zechariah, it's very clearly mentioned.
以色列固然是全家归主。
Of course, Israel, the entire nation, will return to God.
就是在全地的人，也相当部分的人。要寻找以色列的神
And there is a big part of the men who is on earth they will seek after the God of Israel
他们怎么来寻求神呢
And how do they seek after God
他们怎么可以去找到神呢
And how could they seek God
撒迦利亚书上就给我们看到
In the book of Zechariah
我当时说到从列国来了许多的人
There are many come from the nations
十个男人就拉住一个以色列人
10 men will grab hold of one Israelite.
那从比例上来说的了，当然这个说。
And it's about the ratio.
我们要去见耶和华神，你领我们去见耶和华神。
They say that we want to go see the Lord, take us to the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到了以色列的那个再次成为祭司的国度的那个事实，又。开始恢复了。
And then, my sister, you can see that Israel once again become the kingdom of priests.
列国凭着以色列来寻找神。
And the nations through Israel seek after God.
以色列也把神的祝福带到列邦人那里。
And Israel will bring forth the blessings of God to the nations.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们记得那个事情。
And verses, if we remember that matter,
你就看到
and then when you read it here, you will see.
雅各余剩的人
the remnant of Jacob,
必在多国的民中从如从耶和华那里降下的露水
will be in the midst of many peoples like dew from the Lord.
全地都干旱很久了，因为离开神太久，全都枯干了。
Because the whole earth is in thirst because they have departed from the Lord for a long time.
现在以色列在那里，让他们找到寻找神的路了。
So now that Israel is among them, so they can find a way to seek after God.
以色列在那里，对他们来说就起了滋润的作用。
And Israel among them will have this function of nurturing.
又如甘露撒在那个干旱之地， 那个草地上, it's like, 那也是一个完全的资源。
It's like the showers on the grass.
弟兄姊妹特别注意这里。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
不是仗着人力, 也不等候世人之功。
Which do not wait for man or linger for mankind.
完全不是人所做出来的。
It's completely not done by men.
那谁做出来呢?
So who does this?
你就回到起头所说的那一位掌权者。
And we'll go back to the beginning, the ruler.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
底下的那些话,
the words that are to follow.
非常明显的弟兄姊妹你能看到, 就说到雅各余剩的人。
Very clearly, you can see it's about the remnant of Jacob.
一面是成为 众民的祝福,
on one hand, they become the blessing of the nations.
但是另一面呢,
but
也成了那些抵挡神的人的一个责备。
They have become the rebuke of those who oppose God.
或者是严格一点就是说审判。
Or to put it even more severely, is the judgment of those who oppose God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
当以色列整个的从被欺压而给带回到在神的面前得高举。
When Israel is brought from the condition of in suppression to become exalted before God,
那里就明说不是人的工作。
It very clearly tells us it's not the work of men.
也不是 人的力量在那里做成,
and it's not done by the strength of man.
那是根据什么?
So what is it based on?
那一位掌权者,
the one, the ruler.
所以到这段话的末后的时候,
so at the end of these words,
我不知道这个是先知的感觉, 或者是, 神给 那个时候领会进入国度的人不是领会也是进入国度的那些以色列人他们在神面前的那一个响应。
And I don't know whether it's the feeling of the prophet or it's the echo of the people who are to enter into the kingdom.
他们向这一位掌权者,
and to this ruler,
就是他们从前曾经拒绝过他的
which is the one they have once rejected. Now they exalt him. And they say to him,
愿你的手举起高过敌人,
that your hand will be lifted up in triumph over your enemies and your foes will be destroyed.
感谢赞美主,
we thank and praise the Lord.
这是国度开始,
this is the beginning of the kingdom.
这是他成为他们的平安。
This is when he will become their peace.
如果你回到以赛亚书上头来,
if you go back to the book of Isaiah,
你看到一件是什么事呢?
And what would you see there?
以马内利出来了。
Emmanuel appears.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那现在神就用着他对以色列的整个的安排发表出来。
So now God is manifesting the whole arrangement he has upon Israel.
对当时落在困难当中的神的百姓，一面是勉励，一面是给他们从灰暗的里边能看见光。
So for the people of God at that time who were among in the midst of difficulties, on one hand, is to give them comfort.
让他的百姓能一直看见他们是活在指望中。
And also to bring them out of darkness into light so that they will see they have a future.
虽然他们当时的那个处境是不好,
even though the conditions they were at was not good.
但神明明给他们知道, 你们处境不好, 是因为你们愚昧离开神的结果。
But God clearly let them see that the reason you're in this condition is because you have departed from God.
但当你们在神的面前能转回过来的时候, 你们可以完全的
But when you return and go back to God, you can receive the deliverance.
因为在神的安排里边，你们得恢复不是凭着你们自己的力量来做成。
Because in God's arrangement, the reason that you can be restored is not because of your strength.
乃是借着神自己的安排，让那一位掌权者。就是神的儿子来完成这一切。
But in God's arrangement, it's through the ruler who is the Son of God to complete this.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那主对他的百姓说这些话，是说到很高的一个点。
And when the Lord speaks of these things to his people, it's to a very high point.
如果神的百姓能明白神的心意的话，
If God's people could understand his heart,
那他们是很清楚地知道他们并不是绝望的人。
Then they can see very clearly they are not a people of despair.
那所以第五章这一章是相当，是弥迦书里头很重的一个部分。
So chapter 5 in the book of Micah is a very important chapter.
因为当神用着弥迦说完了这部分的时候，
Because after God used Micah to finish this part,
就引出了神用弥迦说这个弥迦书里头的话的那个目的。
It brings forth the purpose of God using Micah to speak.
我们上一次读到第六章的时候，我们就会注意到了。
So next time when we read chapter 6, then we will find out.
神是把他的整那个整的完全的计划，现在摊在神的百姓的眼前。
And God now is to lay out his entire plan before his people.
神就给他们说了。
And God tells them.
对于你们所显明的一切。
And all that is manifested to you.
我现在来跟你们争辩。
Now I will argue with you.
或者是我要跟你们来辩论。
I'll debate with you.
你们来看了。
Come and see.
是我亏负你们，还是你们偏离了我？
Have I shortchanged you, or have you deviated from me?
你们自己去留意了。
That you could find out yourself.
好决定你们的前途。
So that you can determine your future.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
上礼拜我们要转到第六章的时候，你就看到神在弥迦书里头说话的那个目的。
So next week when we read chapter 6, you can see the purpose of God's.Words in the book of Micah.
好像神降低他自己。
It's as if God is lowering himself.
站在与神平等的、与人平等的地位上来，我们来开一个讨论会。
He's standing on the same level with men and then have a discussion.
看是你们错了，还是我给你们所做的一些安排不合宜。
Or we'll find out if it's because you have done something wrong, or is it because I have made some inappropriate arrangement?
当你们真知道这个真相的时候
，If you find out the truth,
你们就知道你们该怎么拣选了。
Then you will know what to choose.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这个是弥迦书。
This is the book of Micah.
我们把重要的部分已经交通过了。
And we have shared on the important part.
但是我们实在盼望。我们今天也能领会神当日用弥迦说话的那个目的。
We hope that we truly understand the purpose of God using Micah to speak.
有神的百姓长久以来在神面前都是拣选悖逆的路来走。
And God's people continue to choose the path ofrejection opposing God to walk on.
就像我们这些人在神的面前按照本性上面来说，我们也是背着神的性情来走。
And just like us, according to our nature, we go against God's nature.
所以神当年借着弥迦说的话，实际上来说，对着如今的神的儿女们来讲呢，仍然。是要我们明白的话。
So the words that are spoken through Micah in the old days, and these words are the same words that we should also try to understand.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们也将祷告。
Let us pray.